The Rhode Island State Police have nabbed Providence State Representative Joseph Almeida for allegedly misappropriating about $6,000 in campaign funds. Police alleged he took the money for personal use. Almeida says he's innocent, but he has stepped down as House Deputy Majority Whip. It's a largely ceremonial post, but nonetheless, it made him a member of Speaker Nick Mattiello's Democratic leadership team. Almeida represents one of the state's poorest districts on Providence's south side. State police claim he withdrew some $6,478 in cash and checks from his campaign account between May and September of 2012. He was allegedly able to provide documentation for just a tiny portion of that money. What's notable in this case is how little money's at stake. That has often been the sad tradition when it comes to fiscal malfeasance in our small state. But it's worth noting that neither the state police nor the Attorney General's office have given even a hint about what Almeida allegedly did with the money. Even the diligent State House watchdog John Marion, Executive Director of Common Cause of Rhode Island, cautions against painting him with a casual brush of corruption. Quote, he's not at all being accused of selling his office for anything, unquote, says Marion, who adds that this case should not be put in the same category as such convicted felons as John Salona, the former North Providence State Senator. He was famously convicted for pushing the agenda of the CVS pharmacy chain and Roger Williams Hospital in exchange for almost $320,000. Almeida is charged with pretty small stuff compared to that, or compared with a veritable conga line of jammed-up Ocean State politicians from former Governor Edward DePreet to one-time Providence Mayor Buddy Cianci. Just last year, there was a raid by state and federal agents on the State House suite of former House Speaker Gordon Fox. No charges have been filed against Fox. A spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office says that case remains under review. Here's some food for thought. The $6,000 Almeida is accused of taking is close to the same amount Speaker Mattiello reported spending recently entertaining colleagues at the Capitol Grill. That campaign expenditure may look questionable, but it's legal. So why go after Almeida? There are unconfirmed reports that he was cooperating with the state attorney general's office. Some of his colleagues think he was unfairly targeted. But campaign finance violations have too long been winked at in our state. Nothing much has happened to Luis Aponte, the current Providence City Council president, for repeated violations of state campaign finance laws. It's tough for a skeptical, even cynical Rhode Island public to see yet another jammed-up state lawmaker. Too many politicians have broken their trust already. At the very least, voters expect that those who write the laws will obey them. In a democracy, government deserves legitimacy only if none of us is above the law. That's why it won't matter to a large slice of voters whether Almeida was guilty of sloppy accounting or something much worse. If the problem is murky language in state campaign finance laws, well, it's imperative that the General Assembly fix this. And why not do it now? The Assembly has done little enough in the first month or so of this session. Hopefully, what happened to Almeida sends a shiver through the Rhode Island political hierarchy. For way too long, they have ignored both the spirit and the letter of campaign finance regulations. Almeida's troubles should serve as a siren call for change and wake lawmakers up to the need to take the campaign finance laws seriously.